Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New You, I should say. There's so many people who are ready to say goodbye and perhaps good riddance to the year 2020. However, 2021 hasn't started out any different, has it? In fact, some people might say it's even worse. So the challenge which have presented themselves to us this past year really only serve to open our eyes to all that needs to be healed in the human family and healed within us. That's why I'm calling today's program Happy New You, the necessity for the transformation of the human mind. If we want things to change for the better, we will first have to change ourselves. Everybody wants change, but nobody wants to change. I love the idea that was put forth by Mother Teresa when she said, "I used to believe that prayer changes things. Now I know that prayer changes us and we change things." So instead of praying for things to change in 2021, I believe it's us, each individual, who must make some fundamental changes in the way we think. Let this year be a one in which we get closer to the essence of who we are, an identity set by God and held in perfect potential within each of us at all times, ready to bless the world with miracles. Are you ready to bless the world with miracles? The change I'm talking about is how we see ourselves in relationship to each other, to the planet, to life as a whole. It's very important how we are looking at it. Wayne Dyer once said, "Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change." So if this past year has showed us anything, it is that we cannot keep living from the same perspective and the same old thought system of separation and attack and hate and expect anything to change. Now, many of you know that I teach A Course in Miracles, and I've been using A Course in Miracles as a method of transformation for many years now. And one thing the Course in Miracles has taught me is that I'm basing my reality, in quotes, on a thought system. And this thought system is actually one that's hurting me, and it's one that I no longer want. It goes on to ask the question, would I not rather join the thinking of the universe? Yes, there is a universal thought system, but it's not based on the kind of thoughts that you are having in your own separate perception of yourself. It's based on oneness. It's based on eternal love and divine mind. It is not a symbolic thought system which relies on words and definitions and judgments based on partial evidence. It is direct awareness of what is occurring each moment. It's awareness from your higher mind, and it is an extension of light energy emanating from our shared Christ consciousness, the place where we know there is one mind. We share that higher mind. That awareness is the new thought system. It creates only love, and it is shining forever in the perfection of our source. The world which is seen through the divine mind and the eyes of Christ can only bless, can only heal, can only comfort and prosper. This is the year we can choose to give our whole self to the Christ within and think with the mind of God. We have such a great opportunity to bring the vision of Christ to all we meet and to live in the truth of our being without reservation or doubt. We are all called once again to put our fears, our anger, and our hatred aside and boldly demonstrate the higher order of things. It is another chance to discover the power of God within us and to trust that power to heal our minds and guide our lives. As you allow this new thought system to take hold in your consciousness, something else, something wonderful appears. A new you. The Buddha once said, "Watch your thoughts, for what you think you become." Well, if our thoughts are coming from divine mind and filled with love and charity and hope and abundance, what will happen to us? What will we become? If you allow the mind of Christ to be your mind, continually growing in light and love, then there will always be a new you. A new person continually growing in light, in love, in wisdom, and in power. And no matter how far you have come, if you are following a spiritual path and remain committed to your soul growth, you will always have reason to celebrate. So, beginning in this new year, now more than ever, I celebrate the emergence of the Christ in you. And I ask us to carry our true self into the new year. Today and every day, I say, Happy New You. And this is a real theme that we've been following here at Unity on Cape Cod for the past few weeks. We've been reading the book, A New Earth, by Eckhart Tolle, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And in this book, Eckhart says some wonderful things regarding this new you that is awakening and being birthed and emerging. And you are transforming into this new being, and the new beings make up the new earth. So he writes in the very first chapter, "Until very recently, the transformation of human consciousness, also pointed to by the ancient teachers, was no more than a possibility, realized by a few rare individuals here and there, irrespective of culture or religious background. A widespread flowering of human consciousness did not happen because it was not yet imperative. And I say to you, if you're listening to this podcast today, I want you to know it is imperative now that we undergo the transformation of our human consciousness. Eckhart goes on to say, a significant portion of the Earth's population will soon recognize, if they haven't already done so, that humanity is now faced with a stark choice: evolve or die. Now, that seems pretty grim, doesn't it? But what he's saying really is, if we don't evolve, we will bring about the extinction of our species. It seems grim, but it is bringing about the awareness of the imperative for us to change, the awareness of us to accept the evolution of our consciousness. So he goes on to say, a still relatively small but rapidly growing percentage of humanity is already experiencing within themselves the breakup of the old egoic mind patterns and the emergence of a new dimension of consciousness. So the breakup of our old egoic mind patterns, that's what is necessary for the emergence of a new dimension of consciousness to take place. And you can see it playing out in the world. If you can simply look at it, possibly dispassionately, and know that it is the necessary breakup of our old egoic mind patterns, then you will more rapidly focus on the emergence of the new dimension of consciousness that's taking place. Eckhart goes on to say, what is arising now is not a new belief system. It's not a new religion. It is not a new spiritual ideology or mythology. We're coming to the end of all that. We're coming to the end not only of mythologies, but also of ideologies and belief systems. The change goes deeper than the content of your mind, deeper than your thoughts. In fact, at the heart of the new consciousness lies the transcendence of thought. The transcendence of thought. Think about that for a moment. Beyond your thought is an experience of awareness. And perhaps that is actually thought. Spiritual thought, awareness, observing from the Christ mind, allowing the waves of energy to become particles that serve and bless and bring miracles, rather than particles of mind that conflict with each other. Think about that for a moment. It's a wonderful sentence here. Eckhart says, what a liberation to realize that the voice in my head is not who I am. And that's the necessity for the new you, is to allow the voice, we call it in Course in Miracles, the voice for God, to represent you. Divine mind in unity and new thought teachings. So he says, who am I then? The one who sees that. The one who can observe. I'm speaking now. It's the one who can observe its own thoughts and say, that's not me. That voice in my head is not who I am. So you're seeing the voice. You're seeing the thoughts. You're seeing this egoic self that the thoughts are making up. And somewhere, somehow, you're observing exactly the role that you are playing in this world. And you can say, hey, guess what? That's not me. That's not who I am. And I believe that the Christ is nothing more than giving over the human being to the Christ self and allowing yourself to be manifest through the Christ mind. Let's go on to take a deeper look at this. Eckhart says on the next page, if the structures of the human mind remain unchanged, they will always end up recreating fundamentally the same world, the same evils, and the same dysfunction. And we know that implodes in on itself and actually is bringing about the destruction of the planet and the human race at this time. We're right in the middle of it, and we can turn it around. We can turn this around right now, starting right here and right now, by allowing ourselves to create a new heaven and a new earth through the Christ or divine mind, the holiness within us. So Eckhart says that the inspiration for the title of this book came from the Bible. Oh, wonderful, because I've been teaching that for a long time too. It's a prophecy that seems more applicable now than at any time in human history. It occurs in both the Old and New Testament. What does it say? It speaks of the collapse of the existing world or the existing world order and the arising of a new heaven and a new earth. So we need to understand here that heaven is not a location or a place. It refers to the inner realm of consciousness, higher consciousness. That's heaven, our God mind. This is the esoteric meaning of the word heaven, our higher or inner realm of consciousness. It is also this meaning that Jesus was teaching, that heaven is the inner realm of consciousness, not a place. Earth, on the other hand, is the outer manifestation in form, which is always a reflection of the inner. Collective human consciousness and life on our planet are intrinsically connected. So a new heaven is the emergence of a transformed state of human consciousness. And a new earth is the reflection of this consciousness in the physical realm. Isn't that wonderful? The reflection of a transformed state of consciousness in the physical realm. That's the new earth. And that's what is so imperative now. And we keep thinking, how are we ever going to get there? We keep looking outside of ourselves for that answer. But it's not there. The inner realm of consciousness needs to be transformed. And I would like to just give a little bit of teaching myself from this. It's from Revelations 21, where John is having a revelation. And in his revelation, he says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away." Meaning, the way I was thinking is gone. And what I am seeing is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. There was no more sea or veil of illusion. Sea is often referred to as a symbolic representation of the realm of illusion and the veil. The thing, the image that we put between us and reality. "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." So that amazing, beautiful consciousness, that place in our mind that holds all truth, is coming down into our awareness and is now becoming our experience. "And then I heard a great voice out of the heaven." What's that? Your higher mind. The voice of your divine Christ mind speaking to you, observing. "And it said, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is now with human beings. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And looking at this is the source. God as the source. God as all power and all presence. Not as a person, but as a presence. And this presence of eternal divine mind, divine love, is the tabernacle. The holy altar within is your mind. The tabernacle is the innermost realm of consciousness. And in that place, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away. The former things have passed away. The world that I saw before that was projected from these thoughts of separation are no more. And all I see now is the oneness, the perfection of who we really are, that we cannot die, that there really is no place for sorrow and pain because we are one in an endless expression of joy. Now, it's interesting because Eckhart Tolle talks a lot about a realm of consciousness that has transcended thought. And the thoughts he's talking about are actually human thought. They're not the awareness. Those are the thoughts, I think, with God, the awarenesses of the inner realm of consciousness. So today's lesson from A Course in Miracles, January 15th, say, my thoughts are images I have made. Oh my goodness. So now you're directly responsible for the world you see. It is because the thoughts you think, that's interesting, you think, appear as images that you do not recognize them as nothing. You think them, and so you think you see them. This is how your seeing was made. This is the function that you have given your body's eyes. It is not seeing. It is image making. It is taking the place of seeing, replacing vision with illusions. And this is a very radical thought that these things we think we are thinking, they are not thoughts at all. And so the world we think we are seeing is not the real world. It's a world of separation and anger and pain and suffering and death. And all those things, based on Revelations 21, are former things, the things that are passing away as I come into the new consciousness. So I'd like to close with this particular idea from the Five Principles of Unity, which is in the fourth chapter, Communion with God. And it says, we are the ones deciding what shows up in our lives through our focus, through our thoughts, our words, are allowing, we are creating our own experience, whether we know it or not. So praying from the level of a co-creator and tapping into our own divinity to create outcomes can be mind-boggling. This new concept of prayer may require a complete overhaul, not only of our understanding of God, but in our beliefs about ourselves and who we truly are, as well as why things happen. That has been the work of these principles. And she goes on to say, I mistook my ego self for myself in its entirety. And I believed that my conscious thoughts were my only source of answers. But in affirmative prayer, we are remembering who we truly are as expressions of the eternal life force on earth. And we are taking time to align our thoughts, our aware thoughts, our awareness, our feelings with our highest good. We affirm our well-being, that our needs are being filled, and that there is no lack in the universe. And because the universe senses our vibration, prayer is more than the words that we utter. Every thought and every feeling, and I would say every belief and every action, is a prayer. So I'm asking each and every one of us to stay in prayer now for ourselves, for our country, and for our world. In this new year, may we usher in a brand new level of our evolution of consciousness, because it is necessary. It has become so apparent that the necessity for the transformation of the human mind is our greatest need. So let's fulfill that need in us and for everyone else and become the Christ beings that we were meant to be. So if you've been listening here today, I would tell you, Happy New You. We will see you out in the new world and we will recognize each other. We love you very much. We hope to see you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.